Perek Vav Mishnah Hey Al Tivakesh Gedula La'atzmecha Val Tachmor Kavod. A person was learning Torah, engaged in Talmud Torah deeply and seriously and rigorously, should not seek honor for himself, should not desire honor. Val Tisavel L'shulchanam Shosarim, and shouldn't look and desire that which others have, greater riches and more. Shishulchancha Gadol M'shulchanam, your table, that which you have and the lifestyle that you have chosen is greater than theirs. V'kisrecha gadol mikisram, and your keser, your crown is greater than their crown, and that which you are doing is even greater and better. V'neman hu bal melachtecha shishalem lecha schar pulosecha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy enough that he will repay you for that which you do. This parak, parakinina Torah, and the Mishnais that we're learning about in this parak, talking about the value, the primacy, and the heightened stature of Talmud Torah and those who are engaged in the study of Torah, should not allow a person to think that he is greater than those who are not engaged in Talmud Torah. Those who are learning more, and those who are studying more, those who are teaching more, those who are quote-unquote frumer, more religious, more orthodox, shouldn't look at themselves as greater and better and desire and seek kavod. Adrabba v'adrabba, it's just the opposite. Like the first Mishnah in the Perek says, that we have to learn Torah l'shma, like Reb Chaim Yevolashin says, that means learning Torah l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand this Torah, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to know how to fulfill the mitzvos of the Torah, but not to become greater, not to be stronger, not to be brag more. That's what this Mishnah is talking about. Al tevakish gedula l'atzmecha, val tachmod kavod. There is a corollary and complementary Gemara, Meseches Nedarim, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, that speaks to this point as well. The Gemara, quoting the pasuk, La'ava es Hashem Elokecha, Lishmoa Bekolo L'dov Kabo, that a person should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should hearken and listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to God, says, Shelo Yomer Adam Ekra Shikruni Chacham. I'm not going to learn Torah in order that I will be called a Chacham, a wise person. Eshne, I'm not going to engage in Talmud Torah Shikruni Rabbi, that somebody should call me a Rebbe. Ashanin Sheheya Zakin V'eshe B'yeshiva. I shouldn't get deep engaged in Torah Shebal Peh in order that I should be considered to be a zaken, an elder, wise individual, the Eshev B'Yeshiva that people look up to. Rather, why do we learn? El Lamed Me Ahava, learn for the sake of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and engaging deeply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sof HaKavod Lavo, and ultimately the honor that you seek and the desire will run after you, will catch up with you. And the Gemara continues and says by Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, he says, Asei Dvarim L'Shem Polam, you should do things for the sake of the Creator. And then he continues and quotes the Mishnah that we learned earlier in the Mesechta Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey, Al Tasa Atara Lizgadol Ben, you shouldn't study Torah in order to aggrandize yourself, in order to be greater, wiser, smarter, and more honorable. So much so that the Gemara says, and in the Darim, right here, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Kol Yomav Shel Osu Atzadik Hayim Itzdar Al Davar Zeh, all the days of his life was bothered by the following. Amar, Oy Li Shenishtamashti B'Kisra Shel Torah, woe unto me that I use the Torah to aggrandize myself, to make myself wiser and smarter, and to use my position of power and prominence in Torah as a Rav, as a Rebbe, as a Rosh Hashiva, in order to make myself more honorable in the eyes of others. V'amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar B'Yochanan, Kol Mishtamesh B'Kisra Shel Torah Nekar Min Ha'Ola. Anybody who uses their Torah knowledge, their Torah prowess, in order to make themselves greater, Nekar Min Ha'Olam, will be left and will be cut off from this world. Reb Chaim Yevolashin, commenting on this Mishnah, explains, based upon the Gemara that we just read, as follows. Since the Gemara says that a person who is learning Torah seriously and deeply, ultimately, sof hakavod lavo, ultimately such a person will be the recipient of tremendous amounts of honor. It could be, says Reb Chaim Yevolashin, be'emtza iska chabator, in the middle of my learning, or at some point in my career, my lifestyle, I'm going to look, tachbots livadim shalach Hashem atzlacha b'masi yedei yishtecha. I'm going to look to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually sending me the honor. I'm learning Lishma. I'm learning for the right reasons. But I know ultimately I'll be a recipient of such great honor. So fakavu lavo, like the Gemara says in Adarim. I'm going to peek and I'm going to look during my career as I climb the ladder. Am I getting the honor that I want? Am I the recipient of such worthiness? Says Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, that's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, chapter 23, Perek Chav Gimel, Ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yimei chayai. I'm looking my whole life just to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not peeking, I'm not searching, I'm not looking at any point in my life to be the recipient of honor. Rather, kol yimei chayai until the end. Ritzon Olamer, says Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, afilo lebasof, even at the end of my life when I'm a zakin, 70, 80, 90, 100, the older I get, at some point you want that honor to come. Sof HaKavod Lavo, where is it? Says Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, that's what this mission is teaching me. Even those momentary points in life, and even at later stages in life, don't look for that kavod. It will come willy-nilly, ipso facto, but don't search for it. And this, Reb Chaim Yivolozhin proves from Yaakov Avinu. Lo bikesh rak lechem lechol bilgod lilvosh. All Yaakov asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for bread to eat and clothing so that he would be taken care of. Shumedvarm ha-hechrichim lo take of the necessary immediate needs. Yaakov was subjected to very difficult struggles throughout his life, and all he wanted were the simple basics. He wasn't looking for great kavod. And then when things calm down for him, says Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov for a moment wanted relaxation. He wanted calm. He wanted the kavod. He was looking that ultimately things should catch up with him and everything should be okay. He had dealt with Esav. He dealt with Lavan. He dealt already with Dina. Give me some honor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Allow me to shine, to thrive, to enjoy my children. My Mita Shlema, my Ruvein, my Yehuda, my Binyamin, my Yosef, says the Medrash Kofatz, Olav Rogzo Shel Yosef. At that moment, as soon as he was looking, pining, and opening his eyes for kavod, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kofatz Olav Rogzo Shel Yosef. Yosef and his being taken away from Yaakov was the resolution and was the result of what Yaakov was looking for. Ki ein min adin shivakish lo Yaakov gam olam hazeh. Yaakov, says Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, shouldn't been looking in this world for kavod. Shouldn't been looking for anything else besides serving and doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finishes Reb Chaim Yivolozhin. The same thing is true by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, as the Gemara says, Maseches Tainis, Hare Dailo Bikav Charuvim. All he wanted was the most basic, minimal amount of carobs. That's all he needed. He didn't want anything else. All he wanted to do was to study Torah for the sake of the Torah. Not for the sake of honor, not for the sake of kavod, and says Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, "Vim lo yivakesh, a person doesn't seek, doesn't look, as sof hakavod v'hagedula me'atzim lavo. Ultimately, that honor, that kavod, will emerge." You see this today with Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim, scholars, people who are pious, people who are anavim, who are modest. Those are the people that are ran after, that people run after, because they're so sincere, they're so real, they're so truthful. They learn l'shem learning, they do what they're supposed to do to serve their Creator. They're nechba l'kelim, they hide, they don't want their pictures on magazines, on covers, or on front pages. They're just studying and learning. But ultimately, people run after them because those are the people you want to be close to. They're so real. They're so true. The great people, Rabbanim, who are looking for kavod, people run away from them. They're not interested. They're not looking to create relationships with those people because they're only learning Torah to get re-honorable and to be on the front covers. Those are the people that ultimately don't have the following that they want because we understand the truth. The brother of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Avram, in his classic work, Ma'alos HaTorah, which is a book which is dedicated, a sefer, to Talmud Torah, to the lofty heights of the study of Torah, similar to the fourth chapter, Shar Dalet of the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Yivolozhin, and many of the issues that are being addressed in this chapter, Perek Kinyan Torah, can be found elucidated in the sefer, Ma'alos HaTorah. At the end of the sefer, he quotes his brother, the Gra, who says that Torah is compared to matar and mayim. Torah is compared to dew and to water. And the Vilna Gaon explained, as quoted by his brother, Rabbi Avram, that the reason for that is that water has the potential, when it falls from heaven, to allow both beautiful grass to grow and weeds to grow. And therefore, you have to be careful, because water has such a power and so much energy and so much potential to allow everything to grow. But grass could grow, and weeds grow as well, and weeds grow much easier, quicker than grass or than flowers or good vegetation. Says the Gra, the same thing is true with Talmud Torah. It's like water. And water and the Torah can allow a person to become great, just like beautiful green lush grass. But that very same power of Torah, the energy, the incredible depth of Torah, can also allow a person to grow weeds and be inappropriate and act in ways that are not the way that we are expected of a Talmud Chacham. But Torah has that power, has that impact. Therefore, this Mishnah comes to limit and be careful. Al tas, and don't look for kavod. Don't run after it. Don't desire it. And make sure that our Torah learning is l'shem pa'olam, for the sake of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Know who you are, what you're doing. Continue to study l'shem Hashem, l'shma, always.